Hello and welcome back. My name is Kat Adams and this is Kat to the World. And today I am going to talk about sex and the reason as to why we want sex. You know, I'm going to define sex and to understand why we want sex. Okay, so there are two definitions of sex. Number one is to differentiate between gender. That is, you're either male or you're either female. That is sex. And the second definition of sex, it is the penetration of something into the vagina. By something, I mean, it can be the male genitalia, it can be your fingers, it can be sex toys for sexual pleasure. That is considered sex, or vaginal, or rather vaginal sex. Okay? So there are types of sex. And these types of sex, like number the one I've just told you, that is vaginal sex, penetrating into the vagina by either use of sex toys, use of your finger, or use of male genitalia, that's the penis. And number two, we have anal sex. This is the penetration of something into the anus, okay? It can be the male genitalia, that's the penis. It can be use of fingers, or use of sex toys. And I have had, or rather I've seen research showing that this is this type of sex has the highest number of transmission of diseases. So if you're participating in this type of sex, be sure to use protection. Make sure you're using protection and you're also using water-based lubricant so that it doesn't hurt that much. Because I've heard it hurts. I don't know, I'm just saying I've heard. So that is anal sex. Penetrating of something into the anus. Okay, use protection if you're participating in that form of sex. And then number three, we have oral sex. And in oral sex, this is where you use your mouth or your tongue to stimulate the genitalia for sexual pleasure. You know, you can also use your hand. That is giving someone a blowjob or giving someone a CJ, you know, or using your hand to rub the clitoris or, you know, rubbing of the male genitalia, that's the penis. That is oral sex. There is zero penetration into anywhere. Okay, can we say blowjob is someone penetrating into your mouth? I don't know. I don't know, but I would love to get your 2 cents on that. You know, so that is oral sex. And last but not least, we have phone stroke cyber sex. With the current lockdown, let's say you're in Nairobi and your partner is not in Nairobi, they're in some other county. You know, so you Skype or you FaceTime or you video call and then you get it on. You know, you do your thing, you're touching yourself and all that. That is phone sex. You know, like you're talking with some sexy voice. Hi, baby. Hey. That kind of stuff. So that is phone sex. Okay? Those are types of sex. Vaginal, anal, oral, cyber stroke, phone sex. Okay? Okay. Now that those are the types of sex. Now, the $1 million question is, why do we want sex? Or why do you want sex? Or why do you have sex? What is the reason as to why you have sex? Okay? And there are reasons and the sub-factors underneath those reasons. Okay? So the first reason, it can be for the physical reasons, right? That is pleasure, stress relief, exercise, sexual curiosity, or attraction to someone. That has everything to do with physical reason as to why you're having sex. You know, just one pleasure. Okay? This part of stress relief. I don't think I've ever been stressed and had sex. I don't think. I don't know. stress reliever. But for the I've heard, it's like, you know, like you will burn a good amount of calories having sex than going to the gym. That one I know. Sexual curiosity, we all know that. And then if you're attracted to someone, definitely yes. You know, like you're attracted, you're physically attracted to this person, and then you go and get it on, and after that, maybe you end up with this person, or maybe you don't, right? So that is the first reason. It is the physical reasons, physical attraction. It has everything to do with the physical appearance of a person. Okay, that is reason number one as to why people indulge in sexual activities. The second reason is goal-based reason. You have a certain goal. That's why you're having sex, because of that goal. Number one, it can be to make a baby. You want to procreate. You're having sex with a target. You're having sex with a goal. You're having sex and your end game is you want to have a baby. You want to make a kid. Okay? Number two, it can be you want to improve your social status. You want to become famous. Okay? I am not going to mention names, but we all know that there are socialites who are using sex as a form of just making them famous. You know, like they are sleeping with certain people who have who are in the industry. Let's say we can call them celebrities, so that they can give themselves that kind of fame, or they sleep with multiple people and they become famous. You know, you have a certain goal that you want to achieve through sex. Some of it can be revenge. You know, you want to have sex with someone for revenge. Like I've had someone cheated on someone, and this person went and slept with their father for revenge. That, you know, like this is sex with end game, sex with a target. You have a target. You want to achieve something. After, you know, after the pleasure part, there's something that you wanted to achieve at the end of that session. Okay? So that is the goal-based reason. Number three, it is the emotional reasons, you know? The emotional reasons, like you love this person. Okay? You have sex for love, like you making love, you're not having sex. You know, like there is a fine line between just having sex and making love. Okay? There is a fine reason. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a fine reason. I don't think I can stress that enough. There is a fine reason between just having sex and making love. Okay? So reason number three can be for emotion. You're like, you're having sex. You're making love. You love this person because you're doing it because you love this person. Okay, it can be because you're committed to this person. That's why you're having sex with them, because you're committed to this person. This person is your husband. This person is your fiance. This person is your wife, your girlfriend, you know, your boyfriend. You're committed to them. That's why you're doing it. And it feels right. Number three, the last one is for gratitude. You know, like, actually, I think for the emotional reason is because, like, your heart is in it. You love this person, so you're doing it because you might end up making a baby or not, but there is no any goal orientation there. It is beyond physical attraction. It has everything to do with your emotions, how you feel. Okay? So that is the third reason as to why we have sex. We indulge in sexual activities. Would do it. Okay, there are some people who do it for the physical reasons, and there are some people who do it for the goal based reasons, and then there are, you know, the people who I think I call them the blessed ones, who they do it for the emotional reasons. Okay, you love this person, you're doing it because you want to, and you're in the moment. I bet that will feel different. That will feel different than the other two. I'm just saying it. I'm just putting my two cents. If I was to choose between the three reasons, I would choose the last one. I would definitely, most definitely choose the last one. You know? It's like your mind, your body, your soul intertwines with this person. And like, I don't know, if I was to choose between physical reason, goal-based reason, emotional reason, I'm a sucker for emotions. You know, I want to do it because, you know, I'm in it for all the right reasons. And I think that's actually my answer. That is my answer. If you, right now, if someone asks me, why do I have sex, or why would I have sex? I would have sex for emotional reasons, you know, because I mean it, and I want to have sex with this person for the rest of my life. Yeah, that's my answer. I would have sex because I want to have it with one person for the rest of my life. Alright, that sounds corny or cocky or I don't know, but I would love to get your feedback. Like, why do you have sex? Why do you indulge in sexual activities? You know, now that I have told you the types of sex and the reason as to why and the sub factors to those major reasons, I would love to get your 2 cents as to why you indulge in sexual activities. Okay, so that is the definition of sex, and that those are the reasons as to why people engage in sexual activities. My name is Kurt Adams, and this is Kurt to the World. Bye.